Hi everyone, this is Nellie. Thank you for tuning in today to my ministry, song, scripture, and my thoughts. Today is November 29th, 2022. Today's song recommendation is God of All My Days by Casting Crowns. Today's scripture will be found in the book of Job, chapter 28, verses 12 through 28. Psalms, chapter 104, verse 24. Psalms chapter 111 verse 10, Proverbs chapter 16 verse 16, Proverbs chapter 21 verse 30, Colossians chapter 2 verses 1 through 10, and James chapter 3 verses 13 through 18. Now that may sound like a lot of scripture, but it really isn't, so I hope that you continue to listen to the end of the message. Today's message is titled, Christ Himself. In Him is hidden all the treasures in wisdom and knowledge. This message is important, and it will lead us into the Advent season of Christmas, when Jesus Christ comes down to be born, and this will get our minds, our spirit, our souls ready to just ponder what He did. The great God of ages, who was continuously watching since the creation of Adam and Eve, and knowing up until today and tomorrow, whenever He returns, He could see that we were never going to get it right. We were always going to fall short. So the God of ages came down to earth to dwell amongst men, to teach us about Himself, and to die that sacrificial death on the cross for us. He was the last sacrifice once for all for those that believe in the Son. He is our salvation. So let's learn about the God of ages. That miraculous event of Him coming down to be born. Think about it, guys. Ponder that. He is the reason for the season, the Christmas season. It's all about His birth. His birth to come and save us. He left His throne in the beautiful place of heaven. He left to come down here to be born of the Virgin Mary. And Mary is a descendant of Abraham, a descendant of David. It's her blood that fulfills the prophecy that Jesus is the Christ. It's through her blood, and Jesus is the Son of God. Many do not believe that He is. And shame on you and you and you and you and whoever else. Jesus Christ is our Messiah. He is. And if you would just accept that and start learning about Him, stop putting it on the fence, stop wondering if it could be true. Don't you need a Savior? He is our Savior. So I'm going to pray for us before we get started in scripture. Dear Father, I pray for myself and I pray for all my listeners. I pray You give us the strength to endure any trial or tribulation we may be facing. Help us to remember that what we are going through is for Your glory, and that these trying times are temporary. Remind us to not dwell on the circumstances and to remember that if our heart is right with you, then we shouldn't try to figure out the why of our troubles, because we only add to our misery by doing so. Help us to seek your counsel and heed your voice. Help us to remember the true importance of the Christmas season, your birth. And I also pray for the ones that are still struggling in their faith, that you give them faith, because this is a gift that only you can give. And that as people listen, one by one, they come to accept you and submit their lives to you with their whole heart, with their whole being. And I pray this in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 28, verses 12 through 28. And this passage is titled, "The Search for Wisdom is Harder." But where can wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man does not know its value, nor is it found in the land of the living. The deep says, "It is not in me," and the sea says, "It is not with me." Pure gold cannot be given in exchange for it, nor can silver be weighed as its price. It cannot be valued in the gold of Ophir, in precious onyx or sapphire. Gold or glass cannot equal it, nor can it be exchanged for articles of fine gold. Coral and crystal are not to be mentioned, and the acquisition of wisdom is above that of pearls. The topaz of Ethiopia cannot equal it, nor can it be valued in pure gold. Where then does wisdom come from? And where is the place of understanding? Thus it is hidden from the eyes of all living, and concealed from the birds of the sky. Abaddon and death say, "With our ears we have heard a report of it." God understands its way, and he knows its place, for he looks to the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. When he imparted weight to the wind and melted out the waters by measure, when he set a limit for the rain and a course for the thunderbolt, then he saw it and declared it. He established it and also searched it out. And to man he said, "Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." Pause. I love the way this passage begins. But where can wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? And I love the way it ends. And to man he said, "Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." So underline those two places. So you're underlining verse 12 and verse 28. Now that entire passage is great because we cannot buy wisdom. It does not compare to the value of anything that we consider a lot of money, gold and topaz and silver and crystals and all of that, the finest of Ethiopia, nothing can compare to the wisdom and understanding of who God is. Nothing compares. It has been searched out in ways like it talks about the sea couldn't search it out. The birds couldn't conceal what it was. Abaddon and death, they've heard of it, but they can't figure it out. Well, Abaddon and death wouldn't, because they don't have any fear of the Lord. They don't have and will never have. That's evil. Evil people won't gain this. They think wealth is the most important. And it is not. You cannot take wealth with you. Let me tell you, the Egyptians in their tombs, they put all their valuables in there, thinking that they could all go into the next life with it. It's all one big whopping lie, because there's two destinations after death: heaven and hell. If you do not believe in the Son, Jesus Christ, in everything that he did, and accept him as your Lord and Savior with your entire heart, your destination is downwards. If you're right with God, then you are going upwards to heaven. Psalm 104, verse 24 says this: O Lord, how many are your works? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. Pause. Through God's wisdom, he created the heavens and the earth and everything in them. Everything. Everyone. The angels, humans, the animals. He created the seas, the trees, the plants. Everything is a created being or thing. Everything in his wisdom. Nobody could have done it. No Big Bang, no evolution. Both of those are silly theories. The earth is full of his possessions. Let's not forget it. Please underline that verse. And keep in mind that only God's mind, with God's wisdom and knowledge, could create everything as he created everything. So intricately made, every little detail. So turn over to Psalm 111, verse 10 says this: The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Pause. Once you get the fear of the Lord, that is the beginning of wisdom. That's when you can start to figure out who God is, who you are, and how everything operates under God's rule. And when you start understanding and gain this fear and start to get wisdom, then only those of us who have this understanding will do his commandments without even complaining about it. Once his commandments start becoming important to you, you have gained the fear of the Lord and have wisdom. But until you gain this understanding, this wisdom, you're not going to care one way or the other. If you're following any of God's commandments, to you, there are a bunch of rules, and they have nothing to do with you. You're just going to live the way you want to live and do whatever you want to do because you don't believe that there's a God in heaven. You don't have that fear. So hopefully you won't want to remain in that group of people that don't know God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hopefully you don't want to remain there, and you want to come into the group that does have the fear of the Lord. And again, we're not the group that's in the corner shaking in our boots. We don't have that type of fear because we know if we're right with God that He takes good care of us. His loving kindness is with us. And He watches over us, and we're not afraid of the wiles of the devil because we're protected. But the ones that don't gain this wisdom by fearing the Lord, they're in the group. They should be in the corner, shaking in their boots, because it's not going to fare well for you if the Lord returns today, or if something happens to you today and your life is taken. I have to be real with you guys. I really do, because this is a matter of eternal life or eternal damnation to hell. I have to put this in my podcast because that is ultimately why I come on. So turn to Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16. It says this: how much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding is to be chosen above silver. Pause. No amount of money in the world can save you, can redeem you, can get you into heaven. No amount of gold, no amount of silver. Neither of these can help you. That is why there's scripture that says money is the beginning of the root of evil. Because if you're always trying to gain more money, and that's your goal in life, that's your mission in life, to just keep adding to your pot of gold, you're never going to want to get to know the Lord. And what He offers is eternal life in heaven. In heaven. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, it says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. Now, I'm not saying that you can't work and gain money, because we need money to pay our bills, and it's needed. But if that it consumes you, if money is consuming you, you're not going to have time for God and to get to know God. There's a difference. Anything that consumes us is idolatry. God has to be first. He has to be in first place in our lives. So let's go over to, I believe we are on chapter 21, verse 30. It says this: there is no wisdom and no understanding and no counsel against the Lord. Pause.
Underline that verse. There is no wisdom and no understanding and no counsel against the Lord. Nobody can take God to court and ever think they can win. His counsel is always going to be pure and loving. There's never going to be any evil intent. He only wants what's good for his people. We need to be thankful. If we are saved, we need to be thankful that the God of ages has adopted us as his children. That's a miracle in itself, because we get a new birth. Every time that somebody believes, we get a new birth. He is our God, and we are his people. It doesn't get any better than that. We're going to go in to some scripture in Colossians next. But I want to first say that Jesus' first name that was ever given to him in the book of Isaiah by the prophet Isaiah was Wonderful Counselor. So let's read some scripture regarding our beautiful Savior, who is our Wonderful Counselor. If you want to turn to Colossians chapter 2, we'll read verses 1 through 10. The passage is titled, You Are Built Up in Christ, and this book of Colossians was written by the Apostle Paul. Now, the Apostle Paul, I want to remind you, he used to be Saul of Damascus. He used to be of the religion Judaism. But when he was on his way on the road to Damascus, when he was on his way to arrest Christians, the Lord met him on the road to Damascus. The resurrected Lord said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And Saul was converted to Christianity in that moment. He became a believer, obviously, while Jesus Christ appeared to him, the resurrected Christ. And he, the Lord Jesus, renames Saul Paul. He is the one that is writing the book of Colossians. Now, he has acquired knowledge from the Lord, and all scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit. So it says this, For I want you to know how great a struggle I have had on your behalf and for those who are at Laodicea and for all those who have not personally seen my face, that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Pause. I want to first say that this all lines up with that, first of all, we are knit together in the womb by the Creator, who is Jesus Christ. And no amount of wealth can come close to knowing who God is. It says in that verse 2, and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding. There is where we want to be, where we want to have this type of wealth, in the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Christ, before he came down, he is the Creator, he is the great I Am. He is the one that has all the true wisdom and knowledge of being able to create It's important that you know who he is. He is the great I am. Christ himself. In him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Verse 4. I say this so that no one will delude you with persuasive argument. For even though I am absent in body, nevertheless I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good discipline and the stability of your faith in Christ. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk with him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude. Pause. We must be rooted in our faith. We must be walking in step with the Holy Spirit. Verse 5, for even though I am absent in body, nevertheless, he's reminding us that we should be rejoicing because we have the stability in our faith in Christ. Verse 8, see to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. Pause. I want to remind you again, who did I just say the Apostle Paul is? Who met him on the road to Damascus? Before he had this conversion, he was of the religion Judaism. That religion did not and still does not believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. So he doesn't want us to be led away like he was led away into empty philosophies, empty deception, empty tradition of men according to their elementary principles. They are of this world. We are not. Verse 9, for in him all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form. Pause. He is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but the fullness dwells in the Son. And in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority. And in him you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. Pause. This is the miraculous, where if we become a believer in faith, we are circumcised not with human hands, but by the supernatural hands of our Lord. He removes the body of flesh by the circumcision of Christ, and he gives us a new heart. He gives us a new beginning. He gives us new life. And when we accept him as our Lord and Savior, we are buried with him and we rise with him as he also rose from the dead. We will also be raised up with him through faith in the working of God, who raised Jesus from the dead. So this is our wonderful counselor. This is whom we should seek all of our advice. Seek only his counsel, because everybody else that tries to counsel us, if they're of the world, they cannot give us sound doctrine or counsel. This is why we have to get in the habit of seeking it from the mighty counselor, Jesus Christ. So let's end in the book of James. Book of James. Sorry, I need to look at my notes. Chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Is titled Wisdom from Above. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every evil thing. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. And the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Pause. This is why we need to seek the counsel of the wonderful counselor, because anybody else's counsel is not from above. It's earthly. It's natural. It's demonic. I'm not saying that someone can't give us good advice. If we have friends that are also seeking God's wisdom, God speaks through other people. So they can have a word for us. This is where discernment comes in. We have to be able to trust that the person that's giving us advice is actually a like-minded person who is rooted in their faith and is considered to be an elderly, wise person. God speaks through other people, but please use discernment and always seek His counsel first. Test it. It has to be tested and approved in Scripture. You have to test it in Scripture if it's from God. I will go ahead and end here. This is a good way to start. All the glory to God. Much love to all. Until next time. Bye.